Lebanon's prime minister designate Saad Hariri met with members of the opposition in a second attempt to form a coalition government. Hariri met with parliament speaker and opposition Amal party leader Nabi Berri. Hariri was reappointed as prime minister last week, days after resigning. He left his post after more than 10 weeks of fruitless attempts to form a coalition government. Visiting fellow at the Hudson Institute, Lee Smith, says that Hariri's decision to return was expected.
He would come back and he would have more power to form a government. Whether or not that's really the case remains to be seen, but that was the idea behind his resignation.
39-year-old Hariri came to power after parliamentary elections in June. His coalition won 71 of 128 parliament seats, while Hezbollah and its allies took 57. A month later, a Lebanese power-sharing system was formed to divide power under religious lines. The president would have to be a Maronite Christian, the prime minister a Sunni Muslim, and the parliament speaker a Shiite. In the face of a Hezbollah-led opposition to his cabinet choices, kept him from forming a government that led him to step down on September 7th. Lee says it's not known whether or not Hariri's second attempt will be more successful, but regardless, he still faces the same challenges.
I think it's not going to change the situation fundamentally at all. You still have the problem of an armed group, namely Hezbollah, that runs a separate foreign policy and that has carefully built a state within a state over the last 30 years now. So the fundamental issues are not going to go away.
Fundamental issues that Hariri will have to face again in a series of talks scheduled until next Thursday with various other parties, including militant group Hezbollah. Jessica Devereaux for VOA News in Cairo.